It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's the 27th of February, one more day in this month. God is good. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together. And once again, open up your word. We ask that you would feed us spiritual food this morning, fresh manna from heaven, as you anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and bless us always to grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Opening song, it's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, oh Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Amen. God is good, brothers and sisters. It's time now for our worship thought, and the title is title here. Give me a second. Christ Coronation and Its Results. Christ Coronation and Its Results. Let's pray. Father, as we look at this devotion this morning, we pray that we will be blessed, that we will have a closer walk with Jesus, spend more time in prayer, realize more of the blessing of heaven as we hear truth. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, Hebrews 2:12. Let me just read the entire verse from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. The devotional does not do so, and I'd like to get it from the King James Version as well. Hebrews chapter 2, and the Bible says in verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst. Nope, that's not it. Let me go back. Okay. 12:2. Sorry. Hebrews 12:2. Let's go back to Hebrews. And we're at chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. All right. Christ's ascension to heaven was the signal that his followers were to receive the promised blessing. For this, they were to wait before they entered upon their work. When Christ passed within the heavenly gates, he was enthroned amidst the adoration of angels. As soon as this ceremony was completed, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in rich parents. And Christ was indeed glorified, even with the glory which he had with the Father from all eternity. The Pentecostal outpouring was heaven's communication that the Redeemer's inauguration was accomplished. According to his promise, he had sent the Holy Spirit from heaven to his followers as a token that he had, as priest and king, received all authority in heaven and on earth and was the anointed one over his people. During his life on this earth, he had sown the seed of truth and had watered it with his blood. The conversions, listen carefully, that took place on the day of Pentecost were the result of this sowing, the harvest of Christ's work, revealing the power of his teaching. Now, brothers and sisters, when Christ was working, he was doing medical missionary work along with his teaching, and so that shows you we cannot finish this work and go home without the medical missionary work combined with the gospel. We must be teaching people the truth of the gospel and at the same time healing their diseases. The arguments of the apostles alone, though clear and convincing, would not have removed the prejudice that had withstood so much evidence. But the Holy Spirit sent the arguments home to hearts with divine power. The words of the apostles were as sharp arrows of the Almighty, convicting the hearers of their terrible guilt in rejecting and crucifying the Lord of glory. Under the training of Christ, the disciples had been led to feel their need of the Spirit. Under the Spirit's teaching, they received the final qualification and went forth to their life work. No longer were they ignorant and uncultured. No longer were they a collection of independent units or discordant, conflicting elements. No longer were their hopes set on worldly greatness. They were of one accord, of one heart, and of one soul. Christ filled their thoughts. The advancement of his kingdom was their aim. In mind and character, they became like the Master. Pentecost brought them the heavenly illumination. The truths they could not understand while Christ was with them were now unfolded. With a faith and assurance that they had never before known, they accepted the teachings of the sacred word. Praise God. So the pouring out of the Holy Spirit was a acknowledgement that Christ had been inaugurated. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And friends, you know, every time you receive the Spirit and are filled with the Spirit, it's just a reminder that Christ is King, and you let the world know that Christ is King. So let's receive the Holy Spirit. Let's be filled with the Holy Spirit today. Let's ask for the Holy Spirit, and let's wait on the Holy Spirit. Seek Him, friends. Don't make rash decisions. Ask for God's Spirit to guide you. You're studying Scripture. Don't be so quick to jump on a tangent or just follow a religious leader. Make sure that the Spirit of God can put His stamp on the messages that you receive, that you're studying. And we will be blessed if we have the Holy Spirit. That comes from, by the way, Acts of the Apostles, excerpts from pages 38, 39, 45, and 46. At this time, brothers and sisters, we'll have our intermission. We'll be back in a little while with a health message. And you will definitely be blessed by that message. Our intermission song is the Torso song at this time.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. In just a moment, we'll be hearing from Sister Lenny. Good morning, Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. What's your excuse? Whatever the excuse for not eating breakfast, it isn't worth the cost to your health, energy level, or your waistline. Here are the top three reasons why people skip the most important meal of the day, as well as the reasons why those excuses aren't good enough. Excuse number one. I don't have time to eat in the morning. It only takes 5 minutes to prepare a healthful breakfast. If you are pressed for time, prepare your breakfast the night before. Then be a dashboard diner and take your breakfast with you in the morning. Excuse number two. I'm not hungry in the morning. You should be hungry in the morning, since it has been 8 or more hours since the last meal. If you're not hungry, it's probably a result of ignoring hunger pangs, so they eventually went away. Or it could be a sign of overeating the night before, so that you've set up a vicious cycle of skipping breakfast, then overeating the rest of the day. Start eating a light breakfast, even if you are not hungry, and stop to refuel frequently during the day. Within 3 weeks, you will reset your appetite clock to wake up hungry and ready for breakfast. Excuse number 3, I'm hungry all day if I eat breakfast. Increased hunger is not caused by breakfast. Rather, take a look at the foods you choose, sugary foods eaten alone, whether they are sugar-coated cereals, donuts, or fruit, don't stick with you and leave you hungry within an hour or so after breakfast. Instead, combine complex carbohydrates with protein foods, along with fruit, to curb hunger and stay satisfied longer. Hunger attacks soon after breakfast also could be a sign you didn't eat enough the day before. Irregular eating habits cause fluctuations in blood sugar and brain chemistry, which put a damper on your energy level and trigger hungry. In both cases, a nutritious breakfast followed by several small meals and snacks throughout the day is the best way to maintain steady blood sugar and energy levels. So give it some time. You know, sometimes things just take time. And don't be so sweet about it. Stop eating those high sugary foods in the morning, especially donuts and coffee that leave you drowsy. Use your imagination. Don't feel that your first meal has to look like that typical American breakfast. You know, you talk about imagination. I remember going to Torso Ministry to visit. I was so impressed with Sister Maria's food preparing, especially her breakfast. She had her little plates, and she would had that fruit on there so decorative and all different colors. And I said, wow, I was so impressed by that. I actually brought it home with me. I make my meals interesting, inviting. Even if it's just me, I make myself feel special with my breakfast. So don't skip your breakfast. Let it be the first meal that you eat, and let it be nutritious and decorative. Thank you so much. This information this morning is coming from Food for Health and Healing, and page 136. Thank you so much, and may God bless you today.
Amen. That was timely counsel, timely counsel, blessed counsel. All right, my friend, roll call. We have representation from Maryland. We have representation from Maryland again. We have representation from Delaware and Delaware again. We have representation from New Jersey, from Ohio again, from Georgia, from Ohio again, from Missouri, and from the beautiful island of Bermuda, where most of us wish we could be. Amen. God is good. My brothers and sisters, it's time for you to speak. If anyone has any comments or questions, please feel free, press star 6. We're happy to engage with you at this time. And we do have a dear sister from Ohio on the line. Good morning, sis.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. I have a question. I noticed that she gave an indication of complex carbohydrates, and something else she added to it. I didn't catch what it was, but I was wondering if she could complete that and then give us an example of those items on a plate for breakfast. Thank you, and God bless everyone on the line. Have a blessed day.
Okay, I'm going to bring her back on the line. You might, just in case she needs a repeat, just stay with us. Sister Lenny, I don't know if you got that. She might not actually be on, or her phone may be muted. She asked a question. Sister Lenny, I don't know if you're there. Okay, sis, go ahead and repeat your question, and I'm going to just see maybe if we could answer it. Say it again, please.
Well, she gave an indication of what would build a good breakfast. And one of the items that I caught was complex carb, okay, a complex carbohydrate, and she added something else. I didn't get that something else, but then I wanted to get an example of what a plate would look like with that complex carbohydrate and whatever that other item was. What would be on your plate to fit that example?
All right. Well, I will just simply say, and if Delinea is there, she can answer, and if my wife would like to answer. But I can tell you that a good breakfast definitely would consist of lots of fresh fruit. It could consist of a good whole grain, which is a complex carbohydrate. That in of itself is good enough, but you can add a protein to it that may
I can give her an example.
Yeah, go ahead, sis.
Let me give us a simple example. One of the things that we like to do here, when you're mixing your grains and fruits, you're going to get a complex carbohydrate. And so a good idea of thinking about it is you can have – are you familiar with the grain millet? If not, you don't necessarily have to answer that, but – okay, so you can make millet, and your grains are always going to be made the same way as if you were making a brown rice. So you're still going to go through the same procedure of boiling your water, you know, adding your cup of grain or half a cup of grain, whatever it is you do, and put just a little bit of a pinch of sea salt in there and let it boil, let the grain fully cook. Usually grains take around 50 to 60 minutes to fully cook. And that does include oatmeal, so you want to just cook oatmeal on a low heat, but you want to make sure that it's thoroughly cooked. And then you can add bananas. Bananas are very good to your cereals, your hot cereals, especially millet. And then you can take that banana in the whole state of it, cut it in half, and you can lay it on a plate and or a bowl, put it in a bowl is what we do, like a flat bowl. And then you can take a couple of scoops of your millet after you have you don't really need to season your millet after that. You just want to make sure that you rinse it well, get all that starch off of it so that your millet kind of has a dryness to it. And you just stick it on you scoop it out, a couple of scoops on top of your, like with an ice cream scooper, you can put a couple of scoops on top of your banana that you have now split on your flat bowl. And then you can make a little, what we call, you know, what I call anyway, it's a little coconut cream sauce with that. And then you can put things around that, like coconut flakes, and you can add walnuts to that, crushed walnuts to it. And that's a very good example of a complex carbohydrate meal, a breakfast that you can do. And then on the side of that, you can add some citrus fruit, and you can put some grapes with that. You can even put some blueberries on top of your hot cereal as well. So hopefully that gives you an idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We should also just want to note that complex carbohydrates are whole grains by themselves, and the example my wife gave, which was wonderful, gives you things you can add to them. Let me give you a quick list. Complex carbohydrates can be whole grains, fiber-rich fruits, such as apples, berries, bananas, fiber-rich vegetables, as well as beans. So complex carbohydrates, when you were asking, like, what did, was said to be added to those, I'm not remembering exactly what was said to be added to them, but my wife gave a wonderful example of a good breakfast. So just wanted to mention that just for the sake of understanding that if you have a whole grain, you do have a complex carbohydrate. So you want to add fruit, but you can add nuts and seeds, things of this nature. Always, as my wife illustrated, making sure you have plenty of raw food. Now, when it comes to protein, you do have to mix things to get a complete protein. In other words, you have to mix a whole grain and a legume, for an example, to be a complete protein. So I hope those clarifications, examples, and all that is helpful to you. All right, let me go back to the phone lines and see if there is anyone else in there. Okay, so Sister Lenny is on. I'll go ahead and take her call next. So, Sister Lenny, I actually unmuted you on your mic already, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. For some reason, my call dropped, and I couldn't get back on.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Did you want to share?
No, I'm good. I just want to apologize for that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem. It's all good. All right, we're going to go to our caller in New Jersey then, our dear brother. Good morning, brother.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Something Sister Lenny had said, which I appreciate the presentation for this morning, but something that she had said did pique my interest, which was related to controlling blood sugar and eating snacks all day. Now, did I misconstrue what was said, how it was said, or was it rightfully said? Because I had always been of the opinion to try to stay away from snacking. So all of a sudden, he just made me feel that it was okay, based on the reading, to at least take a certain amount of snacks throughout the day. Was I correct, or did I misconstrue what was said?
You just stay on. I'm going to unmute Sister Lenny.
Okay, thank you.
Sister Lenny,
yes,
did you hear
here.
That?
Mm-hmm. I did. I find that working with people who have diabetes, if they start off in the morning with a high-protein breakfast, and instead of eating a whole bunch of food during the day, if they just snack on something like popcorn or, something, some fruit, their blood sugar is not high like it would be like towards the end of the day. So I gave that illustration because of the people that I've worked with. Now, some people can't do that. It depends on the person. Some people can't snack through the day. But if you're hungry and if you need something, you want to do something that's light.
Now, Sister Lenny, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good morning. And
good morning.
I appreciate your comments always. Now, snacking, is that instead of a meal or as well as a meal?
It's like during the day, if you don't want to eat, so I know some people who are diabetic, they eat meals all day long, and you shouldn't do that. If you just eat something light before your meal, you know, or something, if you get hungry, like later on, just a little snack, it usually works out okay for them. If you find that you're a person that can't do that, I know some people that can't do that, so they just wait, you know, for their... Some people eat three meals a day. The people I'm working with, they eat three meals a day. I've got some of them down to two meals a day, but they tell me that they're hungry, you know, because they're used to eating three meals a day. So they just eat a little snack.
Okay.
Depends on what they're eating.
And I think that last statement really helps to clarify. We don't really promote eating between meals, but if you're in place of a meal, like that third meal, for example, rather than eating that third meal as a big meal, you could eat something light. That's what I know is best. And so some people might call that replacement a snack, but we're not just talking about eating all day. It's in place of a meal if you have to make it a lighter meal, like some popcorn or something of that nature. Am I correct, Sister Lenny? That's what you were
yes,
saying?
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go.
So I really appreciate that. Thank you. But popcorns, would they be considered a carbohydrate? And if so, what type of carbohydrate would they be?
If you know the answer to that, Sister Lenny, I'm going to look it up. But
I know that it's not a high carbohydrate. I do know that. When looking for popcorn, you want to make sure it's organic and non-GMO.
Right.
And I know they do have that at, like, the Walmart stores.
Very good.
Other stores. They have it at other stores as well.
Yes, popcorn is a whole grain because when you think about it, I really shouldn't have had to look it up. Corn is a whole grain. Popcorn is just a type of corn that when it heats, it's made to just kind of explode a little bit, okay? So, yes, it is a whole grain. Now, popcorn isn't, like, full of nutrition, but it's really full of fiber, but it does have some nutrients, and it is a good food. It's a whole lot better than a lot of the other chips and other stuff, you know, that people do. And we're not talking about browning it with or putting things on it like butter. You know, you can use a little, maybe some yeast flakes, you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing. And I'm not saying you can't have some of the vegan butters, but you just watch the conditions that you have. Some people who are trying to unblock clogged arteries, yeah, they probably shouldn't use even the vegan butters or that kind of thing. But for those who aren't in that situation, you know, they do have some butter-like, I'm putting my hands in parentheses, you know, things that you can use. You can even make some yourself to put on a butter-like solution with coconut oil and some other things. So anyway, just wanted to share that. Anything else, my brother?
Yeah, I was just saying, popcorns have always been my kind of go-to snack when either I was on the road or away from home, and there's a couple of health food stores near where I live, and they do have some organic popcorns, which are great. I mean, not to say that I'm an advocate for the particular brand, but they've always served me quite well. So, Sister Lenny, you kind of sparked a lot of interest this morning, and I do appreciate it. And I love your voice. It's very calming, especially on the line. So thank you. And also, I would ask you, without getting into a lot of detail, especially throughout this week, I would ask for prayer for my family. My wife in particular, she has some major decisions to make as of today. And I would just ask for prayer for myself, especially my health, and decisions that my wife has to make. And if there's anybody else on the prayer line, like myself, that is in need of prayer, I would invite prayer for them also. Thank you.
Amen. Let me share something with you all about popcorn. Popcorn, it says, is a distinct type of corn from field or sweet corn and has not been genetically modified. So this is, and that's what I always understood, although you still want to try to get organic popcorn if you can, but there is no popcorn that's been genetically modified, so you don't really have to worry about GMO with popcorn, but do look for organic. Just want to share that with you. And if anyone has any information, friends, they're changing, they're figuring stuff out as to how to try to kill us every day, so there might be some new strategy to genetically modify popcorn. But historically, it was the sweet corn and the field corn that was genetically modified, not popcorn. However, you could still try to get organic popcorn, and it would be better. All right.
Thanks.
Sister Lenny, did you have any other comments?
No, I will be praying for you, Brother Joseph, and your family.
Thank you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, Sister Lady, why don't you stay on with us in case there is others. And, of course, my wife can always jump in anytime she feels led to. But we do have Sister Desiree on the line. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning. If you hear some noise, I'm driving. I just wanted to say, oh, my goodness. Thank you, Sister Lenny. I really appreciate your presentation with your health message this morning. It was well needed. I just tell you, I'm getting gems all over the place, you know, confirmations. So I appreciate that. It was really a help listening to that. You know, I love oatmeal, but sometimes you want something different than oatmeal, so I'm going to try that melon. I've never really been a breakfast person. I've never been a breakfast, and now I know why I'm eating so late, you know, and then I'm like ravishing in the evening, and it's just been too much of a load on my body, and I've been going like that for some time, so I really appreciate, you know, so I have to, like you said, be gentle and kind to yourself and take the time to, you know, as I'm transitioning, you know, by God's grace. And I wanted to say, oh, my gosh, please don't let me lose my thought, train of thought, Father, please. I came across a young, he's a child, 11-year-old. I'm asking for a serious prayer. I don't want to give his name, but God knows who he is. And I'm asking because when things happen, sometimes you come across children, you know, they just want to medicate, something's wrong. But we as a people have always expressed ourselves on some level, you know, emotions. It's just knowing how to get those emotions in check and in line. But the first thing to do, and I'm not saying some don't need it, I've noticed over the years it's just more and more medication. And I promised him that I would come and see him as I was working yesterday, and I did. He greeted me, but not in the same way, so I knew he had been medicated. I'm asking special prayer because of his life. If you don't have someone as a child to intervene in some way for you, rather physically, emotionally, or spiritually, I just don't want him left to the dogs, if you will. So I'm just really concerned for him and his home life and his life as a child. I'm asking God to really save, protect, bring mentors in. So that really was a burden on my heart. So I'm really asking that y'all pray for this young man.
Amen.
Because it reminds me of when I went through as a child. And when people think you're okay and you're not okay. So I'm really asking for help and prayer. I'm sorry. I didn't think that would happen. I didn't know that would happen.
Right. All right.
Oh, yeah. So good morning, Sister. I want to also say, Sister Fleming's. It was so good to hear her voice on the line.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, sister. Praise God. All right, thanks. We'll go ahead and I believe that's pretty much it. Did Brother Joseph, did you have anything else?
Yes, I did have a question. It's slight deviation, still on the breakfast front. Sister Maria, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just a question. Instead of prior to, what are your thoughts on water for irrigation purposes when you're breaking a fast in the morning before you actually eat breakfast, maybe an hour before, but just drinking not voluminous amounts, but is it beneficial to have like, let's say, lemon water, and is it better to have it warm or just, what are your thoughts on that?
It's fine. It's always fine to have what we call the stomach cleanser. That's known as the stomach cleanser when you have warm lemon water in the first thing in the morning when you get up. There's never any issue with doing that. That's good for any person, any gender, any age to have that stomach cleanser. So that warm lemon water is fine to do first thing in the morning. And what I recommend is that it depends on how much of it you want to drink. 8 ounces is very therapeutic. You don't have to go beyond that. Some people like to do 16 ounces. Some people like to do 20 ounces. Depends on what you want to do for your water intake. A lot of people like to drink a little bit more of it because they like to get their water in as much as they can. And so usually when you wake up in the morning, most of us are parched. We do have a desire to drink something. And so a lot of people like to go ahead and try to drink as much water as they can first thing when they get up in the morning, and then that helps them throughout the rest of the day to get the rest of their water ounces in that they need for their body weight. So it is up to the individual, but even if you did somewhere between 8 to 12 ounces first thing in the morning with that warm lemon water, that's a great way to cleanse the stomach. I would then suggest that you wait. Usually water can go through your system within about 15 minutes or so. It depends on how much water you're drinking. But if you're drinking that little small amount of it, you can usually go through your system in about 15 minutes. And then after that, really, you can start to have your water or you can start to eat maybe in about 30 to 35 to maybe even 40 minutes after that time. But if it's going to take you about 30 minutes to make your breakfast, go ahead and have your water, and as you're preparing your breakfast, by the time you get ready to eat, your water have already gone through. So you can certainly go ahead and start to eat within that timeline.
All right.
Good information. Appreciate it, because I know that water goes through me like, you know, nobody's business. So sometimes I've been sort of reluctant to drink water because, you know, depending on where I am, to, you know, prevent having any accidents or any sort of last-minute dashes to the bathroom, that kind of thing. But, I didn't realize it was about 15 minutes was all you needed. I mean, sometimes I'll be, I don't want too much information, but I could be preparing something, and I decide to drink, and just the thought of getting the water, you know, puts my system on irrigation flow.
Well, everybody's body is different, and so, but typically, by the time you actually feel like you need to go to the bathroom after you have that drink, after you do your lemon cleanser, it's probably a good 30 minutes or so later that you feel like you may have to go. So it's not right away that you're going to feel like you have to go. It's just that it goes through your bloodstream. It's actually able to go through your bloodstream, do what it needs to do within a 15-minute timeline if you're not having, if you're not drinking that much water. If you're drinking more than about 12 ounces or so, it's going to take a little bit longer. But usually water can go through your body in a fairly short period of time. And one of the things I want to mention, too, is that when you drink water, people typically drink water the wrong way. And what I mean by that is people are drinking water and they gobble it down. Gulp, 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 gulp. You need to sip your water. And when you're doing that, the water has an opportunity to get into your body cells as it should. You need to be trying to hydrate down to your cellular level of your body. And a lot of people take water, they gobble it down, and but then a couple of minutes they're done drinking that water and they have like a lot of water to drink. But only thing you're going to do, that water is going to go right through your system and you're going to urinate it out. You need to allow the water to be able to get into the body cells. So when you have your water, sip your water, take your water over a period of about 30 minutes to drink your water. People drink water too quickly, and water doesn't have a chance to do what it needs to do for the body or for the brain.
Right, and that's room temperature water.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Great.
Praise God. Praise God. All right, friends, well, that wraps it up for us. I want to answer one question, however. We have a dear brother on Facebook who asked, my wife is juicing cucumbers this morning for breakfast. Is that okay? So when we deal with juicing in the morning, that's like a fast. Fasting is good. We do it for different reasons, for therapeutic reasons. So we wouldn't just say, hey, everybody needs to drink cucumbers as your breakfast. But when you are on a fast, even if it's just fasting for that one meal, if that's what the person is, you know, juicing and drinking, it's kind of giving your digestive system a break, it is fine. Okay? All right, that answers that question. I'll turn it over to my wife. I want to remind you that I don't have one available to show you, but the Biblical Booster is available, my brothers and sisters, and it is a 320-page book. Those of you who want to learn more about the health crisis that we're in and the best way to deal with that crisis, you want to pick up a copy. Go to biblicalbooster.org. And you can also put in the coupon code TORSO15 or FAMILY15, and you'll save $15 from the for the cost of the book. That being said, my wife, Andrea, will take us to the throne of grace.
Okay, I just want to make one other additional comment. Just because a person has decided to have juice for breakfast, that doesn't necessarily mean the person is fasting. Juices can be in place of a meal, and so that's a good thing to have in the morning. It is nutritious, and it does give energy. So I just want to stress that because, you know, I will have juice sometime in the morning, and I'm not necessarily fasting, but I just want to have it in place of a meal because that's what I feel like I want is just to have juice. And not something solid to eat. So I just want to stress that because you can do juice in place of a meal and not be on a fast. All right, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, loving Lord, we thank you for this fellowship time, and of course we thank you for the worship time. And Lord, we know that many of us are going through very personal and challenging struggles. But we can't go through any of it without you, seeking you for counsel, for strength, for wisdom, for help, for deliverance. And we want to lift up the petition that Brother Donald had requested, asking prayer for him, for his health, and for his wife and the decisions that she's having to make, and just overall for his family. We know, Lord, that we all just need you, every single one of us, and we can't do anything without seeking you for help. And Father, we pray special blessings to be granted to them as they go through their challenges and the things that they're needing to work out. And we just pray that they will keep you in the midst of it all. He's asked prayer for others that may be on this line needing intimate prayers and petitions to be answered because of the burdens that we may be experiencing. And Lord, we want to pray for the little boy, the 11-year-old, who, whatever he may be experiencing in his home life and school life, whatever it is that he's going through, we just ask that you would be there. We know how much you love the children, and we know that you have a love for him and a desire for this young boy, and we do want to keep him before you. And whatever his struggles may be, we just pray that our dear sister will be used in a mighty way to be able to be a positive influence in his life and to be able to share him with you, Lord, in some way. And we just pray that all things will work together in accordance with your perfect will for his life. And we do pray for the health of those that may be in need of healing for health, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual. And we know, Lord, that it is the spiritual healing that is the most important healing of all three. And we do ask for the blessing of that to be granted, given out to each of us in the proportions that we need. May we seek you for that spiritual healing by meditating on your word and by studying your word out, allowing your spirit to teach us, guide us, instruct, and direct our lives. Help us to be faithful to you, for time is certainly short. And when we look around the world today and we see all of the climatic disasters that are happening, the wars that are going on, the famine, the food shortages, Lord, we see so much destruction. But we can only see what has been visibly allowed to us to be able to view through the TV, through news. But, Lord, you see it all, and you see it all happening at once. And we can't even imagine how broken your heart must be when you see what the conditions of sin has caused man to go through. So we just pray, Lord, that soon and very soon, all of this can stop breaking your heart by allowing your plan to continue to move forth and for you to come and to redeem your faithful from this earth and eventually turn it back into the beautiful paradise that it once was. We thank you for being our King who is soon to come, and may we be ready. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Closing song, I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.